Welcome to episode
21
of WoW Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Wednesday,
the
2nd
of
April,
2014. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeppy.
Episode 21 of WoW Geekly. I am Asheo, and with me as always is me old mate, Jeppy. How are you, sir?
Yo. I'm currently listening to my next door, well, I don't know if it is my next door neighbour, a couple of neighbours along, banging the crap out of his house, or some piece of metal he's found in the street.
Ah.
So, I apologise in advance if the sound carries through to the mic.
Might be practising some bit of rap or something.
Martial arts. You'll be practicing something in a minute, because I can go out there with a stick.
Well,
practicing the 20-minute mark
on the bit of metal as well.
Yeah, it'd be sort of the start of 2000.
Can I join you?
Hello, my darling.
If I can't join you, then shut up, all right?
I think they put up scaffolding.
Ah, well, Jeez. There you go. They're going to rip the joint down.
Jeez Louise. But anyway, apart from that, yeah, I'm not too bad. I thought I had a bit of a cold coming on, but it seems to have passed.
Ah, splendid.
I cured it with plenty of pie.
Yeah, kick those things off by consuming a lot of pie. That always fixes it.
Yep. Ham hock pie. Very nice breakfast food.
Well done. Well done. Speaking of ham hock pie.
Yes, we were.
That's the worst segue ever. But we're going to go with it. 21.
Go.
Episode 21. It is 21, isn't it?
The door.
We did do 20. Yeah, it is 21.
Yeah, 20 was a blur, but 21. Yeah.
Mm. What do you know about 21?
I know that when I was digging through old stuff in our shed, I found a key. I found an 18 key for my mum.
Yeah.
And a 21 key for my mum. So she was like, okay, I'll give him a key to the door at 18. He's a grown up. And then she walked, he's 3 years later. She's thinking, no, he didn't really pull it off at 18. He's going to try again at 21. So, yeah, I got two of those. Because in some places, 21 is your manhood, isn't it?
Maybe the 21 was the garage key, so I can get the car out.
Is 21 a driving age in Australia?
I don't know. No.
just for the sake of it.
I was going to go with maybe it was the backdoor key, but then thought that didn't sound right when it was your mum.
Not for me and mum.
So I didn't want to go there. But look, you forced me to anyway.
I'm sure you know more things about 21 than I do.
Not really. Don't know anything. 21. I do know it's the number of dots on a six-sided die.
See, the thing is, for the vast majority of people in the world, they're going, there's only six-sided die, but we already discussed that in last week's episode, that there are many.
I'm talking about a standard six-sided die. Your standard six-sided die, it's got 21 dots on it. 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1.
Yeah, I know.
21 dots, mate. Right. 21 dots.
And the die's been cast.
It has. 21, also the name, probably the first card game that I ever played.
It's what Pontoon?
We call Blackjack Pontoon. Yeah, it's got a few names, isn't it, around the world?
Yeah. Hmm. I was surprised when I went. I was like, the first time I went into Las Vegas and I went into a casino, and I was feeling all sophisticated because I was wearing a suit. I said, the Blackjack, I've heard of that, I'll go over there. And I sat up there and went, they're just playing 21
You're
pontoon.
Playing 21.
You're playing pontoon, mate. Where are the matchsticks? But, yeah, sophisticated people call Blackjack, which I don't really understand. But.
Different rules to how we played growing up.
Yeah,
And my favourite. It's the geekiest of the geeks will, of course, know that 21 is your default TCP port for your FTP server.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, yeah?
I was
on the tip of your tongue.
Default TCP port for your FTP server.
That's it. For the command channel. Obviously, for the command channel, I want to be very specific and recognize that, okay, FTP also does use 20 for that, but that's for the data channel. It's 21 is your command channel, of course.
Of course, yeah. Do you remember in old FTP, when you used to say somebody opened up an FTP for public use and they were sharing things before there was all these sort of peer-to-peer stuff, they'd say, quit banging at the door, because you couldn't get on. You'd just keep going, refresh, 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 refresh. And they get really annoyed. And then you get a little note saying, you have overflowed the 21. Well done. Kick you off.
The good old days of limited resources.
Yeah. Just quit banging. Quit banging at the door.
It's actually been a few years since I've had to use an FTP server. The old drop boxes and things are taken over, aren't they, man?
Yeah.
Good old days of command line FTP.
Yeah. Yeah, they've taken it all away from us curmudgeons.
Aye.
Made it too easy back in my day. Back in my day when I was using Fetchit to get information. Yeah, back in my day.
All right. And I'll finish up with this one. A bit of, you have to visualize it, right? So imagine a square. All right. So you got a square.
Mm.
Okay. Now we're going to fill that square with smaller squares. All right. But every single one of those smaller squares has to be a different size, right? What's the smallest number of different size squares that are needed to fill that one big square?
I'm going to go for a wild guess here. Is it 21?
Oh, well done, son. Well done.
I kind of cheated. I look at the episode number. Not overlapping, you mean?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
All slotted in.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. but it took some brainiac, or maybe somebody that was just really, really bored to prove that 21 was the smallest number of different size squares that you needed to achieve that. I've no idea what practical purpose that has, but that's the fun about geeky stuff, isn't it? Sometimes there's just no practical purpose.
Well, unless you had a square room and then you had all these odd-shaped square tables and you thought to yourself, I really like to fit into this.
How can I slot all these tables in and leave no room for chairs or anybody to sit?
Wall to wall, yeah.
Wall to wall tables.
And there's guests coming in, they have to climb over the tables. Yeah, it would be a nightmare. Actually, that would be quite useful if you were... No, I was trying to think. If you want to tessellate a floor. I don't know. There might be some practical use, so it's not entirely geeky.
I guess if you had 21 different colours and you wanted to make a really psychedelic floor tile, that could be the way to go.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, there you go. See? Definite practical purposes out there in the psychedelic tile business. Anyone listening from that particular business, thank you for your hard work and effort.
And we must specify, we probably should have specified right at the start of the show, and if you didn't skip over the introduction, you would have heard in the intro that today is April 2nd. So no April Fool's jokes in here. All over Red Rover.
Well, you know, some would argue that the whole show is a bit of a joke.
Well, yeah.
But
not that's me. Not an April Fool's joke.
No, that's the rest of the year.
It's just a joke.
Yeah.
You're joking.
Do you know what I think we've done and done, you know? I think we've gone and upset Shane Oliver again because he didn't like the number bit of 19, and I'm sure he's not going to like this one. He's not going to like. He's like, oh dear.
Oh, that's all right. 19. He can hang out for 22.
Oh, is there big stuff for 22? Don't overpromise and underdeliver, though. Is there better good stuff?
No, I'm overpromising on 22. Let me tell you,
because I don't want you to be like one of those Warcraft developers that promise they're going to show us the new Draenei model.
Mate,
and then
I promise next week, Dance Studio.
Nobody used it. It's been removed from the game.
That's it. All right, well, let's do it. We have to. So we're not going to do our own April Fool's joke. So we need to look, point, and laugh at other people that did them.
Yeah.
Namely, Blizzard, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, they did put out some 6.0 patch notes that was quite thorough.
Incredibly thorough. Yeah. I don't think I've seen more thorough patch notes.
Gave me a few giggles. Did you get a few giggles out of it?
I did. Mm. Once I realised, of course, halfway down, they weren't real. Because obviously their idea was to try and April Fool people.
The first one didn't give it away?
I don't know, because I saw that word. What, the one about the 20...
But the base 20 system? And the words, the words either, the words either Vegemite or vagina, or a Vegemite vagina.
Oh, dear me. That's not going to be the title.
I think I was pretty sure that was a shout out to episode 20 of Well Geekly, where the stat squish is now going to be based on base 20, the vegesimal system. So all stats will be decreased by 2BAOE. Percent.
It's funny that it comes out as AOE.
Yeah.
AOE would be AOE.
To be, or not to be AOE. That was very clever. So I'd giggle at that. I like
it. Was a lot of geeks giggling at that.
Yeah.
Well, there were geeks giggling at the fact that they were using a thing that they understood as base 20, and then everybody was giggling at vagina.
What did you like? What stood out to you, man?
I like that they're going to change the Hearthstone in-game to Home Rock, so it doesn't get confused with
the game. I thought that was the whole point.
There's loads of them. The fact that the kazoo music may randomly play in all ins from now on.
Yeah. Gotta love that kazoo music.
Hideous. Mm. You said the one about Warrior Charge. It's quite funny.
Oh, yes. You've got to read all the Warrior ones, because like normally in a patch notes, it'll just list an ability once, but throughout the Warrior one, it lists charge several times. It starts off with charge no longer stuns a target and instead roots them for 1.5 seconds. A bit further on, charge no longer roots a target and instead stuns them for 1.5 seconds. A bit further on, charge no longer roots or stuns a target and instead polymorphs them for 1.5 seconds. Charge now passive effect. You know what? Charge has been removed from the game, okay? Great job. Hope you're happy.
There's quite a few of these are like little digs at what has caused uproar within the community.
Yeah. I mean, they're all, there's quite a lot in there that's, very topical. They've obviously been mainly written quite recently.
The mage one where obviously a shout out to the Doctor Who fans. Using the mage spell, nice. Blink will now attract the attention of creepy angel statues. Don't blink.
Yes. It was a few of those references. And the instance, the Oculus, is temporarily closed due to a change in ownership. That was rather timely. Very good.
Yeah, so they've obviously chucked a few in these, as you said, recently.
Yeah. And, of course, I love the Warlock one. All spells and abilities have significantly been revamped. Again, you'll figure it out. That's how it feels sometimes. It's like, oh, God, I've got to wrap my head around
it. Not again. Assassination is now known as Stabby. Combat is now known as Pokey. Sasti is now known as Shanky. That's your rogue for you. Yeah. Well, there are a ton of them. They are very funny. I'm sure there will be various memes that will come out of this in the WoW community.
Oh, I hope so. Because, they've done a really good job. So props to all those guys that stuck their heads together and put those out. Very enjoyable.
I believe that was Team 7.
That's the kind of April Fool's joke that I think everyone can enjoy. These curmudgeons that hate April Fools and drop off the internet for the day and whinge and complain that it's the worst thing on earth.
Ridiculous. I was going to say something rude then, but ridiculous. The other one they did cause a bit more outrage, which was to, and this is a bit weird because they actually, one of the devs announced that the next Arkcraft was going to be the Draenei female.
Mm.
So we were kind of expecting it to come this week.
Anticipation.
So when it came, and that was actually with such a dearth of news, such a famine, as opposed to the feast we've had in previous expansions, there we all thought, oh, at least we'll get to see the female Draenei. The female Draenei they showed yesterday, not so much. Not so much. People are not happy. Although, weirdly enough, there were a group of people who were saying, well, that is the law. That's the law. You know, don't go crazy saying it because it looks a bit too much like a demon or it's got fur. Draenei should have fur. So there were a few people defending it. But basically, it was a pot, people can go and see it, but it was a pot-bellied, large-reared, big arsed, as we say over here, double chinned Draenei female, which caused offence, supposedly, among certain people.
But, I mean, you know, you're always going to offend somebody. Doesn't matter what you do. Some percentage of the population is going to take offence.
I just worry that when the world is full of things truly hideous that require your offence, that you waste it upon a joke, an evident joke. The wording, I mean, if you looked at the model and you just passed your eye over it and you went, oh, my God, it doesn't look great. But if you do read the wording, it's quite clear it's a joke, including some of the new slash commands that come with this particular model, slash twerk, slash ew, slash chew gum, and slash whatever. So
yeah.
You're pretty sure that was a joke. It just seemed odd. It seemed odd to me. Actually, stepping outside WoW for a moment, last week, I don't know if you watched the Colbert Report.
No.
Over on Comedy Central or The Daily Show. Well, on the Colbert Report, the character, do you know who Stephen Colbert is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So his character, for those that don't know, is supposed to be like a radical right winger. And he uses that particular satire to, have a go or to throw into sharp relief the true right wingers, such as your Fox Newsers, etc. And there's an ongoing debate about whether the NFL team, the Washington Redskins, should change their name, because the term Redskins is not particularly PC. And the owner of the Washington Redskins set up a thing basically trying to, I don't know what, but trying to sort of calm down the Native American community. And it was something along the lines of, I don't remember the exact naming, but it was something along the lines of the Institution for Natural Americans or something. Something ridiculous. So Stephen Colbert made a joke where he created an institution for Indian Americans, people from the Indian subcontinent. And then all of a sudden, there's Ban Colbert or Cancel Colbert is hashtagging all over the internet.
Good Lord.
So there's a group of people that were so deeply offended by the satire, and it was so clearly satire, and in order to be able to attack some of these sacred cows, you do need to use satire to do that.
Mm.
And it was just ridiculous. Admittedly, if you took a sounding off the internet reaction, you would see that there was a relatively small amount of people that were offended and were actually trying to cancel the show. And then there was a vast majority of people who were saying, take a chill pill. This isn't, you know, this is not what you should be attacking. So
it's usually the noisy minority, isn't it?
Yeah. Initially there was, if you look, and I did spend some time because I was fascinated by the way the internet has this group mentality in it, how it reacts against these things. But initially you see offense is so offensive. Da, 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 and then there's a groundswell of people saying, you know,
suck it up, princess.
Yeah, come on, this is ridiculous. But it's like that. I mean, and then if you, I mean, that's a community. And if you look at the world community, it's similar. It's very reactionary.
Mm.
And sometimes, and I think this was the case with that Colbert thing, they haven't even seen the actual offense. They haven't actually, they've not been offended themselves because they didn't watch the show. They didn't sit there and go, oh my God, this is disgusting. I'm going to get onto Twitter. They saw a tweet of somebody being offended. And so now they're offended. They haven't seen the context of the show.
Yeah.
They don't understand the background to it, but they all leap onto that bandwagon.
I'm just going to take offense out of spite.
Yeah. I'm offended by you being offended about being offended about them being offended. And this is not the same with this particular thing, but I do sit there back in my chair and think to myself, come on. Mm. Admittedly, maybe, you know, people were a little bit annoyed. Maybe if we were getting tons of information, maybe they wouldn't be so annoyed. Because the other thing that comes up, of course, is, well, I'm glad they've got time to be doing April Fools. I'm glad they've got time to be creating new fake Draenei, because that must mean they're not looking after the beta or looking after the expansion.
Could be sending obviously out a beta key.
That's another 6 weeks we're going to have to wait. I would imagine not. I would say that no development time was wasted in the putting together of these particular jokes. So I wouldn't go getting your knickers in a twist too much about that. The beta will come when the beta was going to come.
Well, there I mean, there's a pretty big groundswell of people that are just anti April Fools, and they're going to spew at anything that gets been done.
Which is so odd. So odd. Admittedly, if you walk into work and some douchebag pulls out your chair as you're about to sit down and you break your coccyx, or somebody glues your telephone to its cradle so you can't lift it up and the whole thing comes up, or, you know.
They put Glad wrap over the toilet seat.
Which is a classic, by the way. Then, fair enough, you can be annoyed with that particular person, but this anti, it's the worst day ever. Get a freaking
Don't have to participate.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's not like people are shoving your face into the screen and saying, quick, look at this, you know. You go, and, you know, I don't know. It's just, it seems such an odd attitude in a world that is full of gloom and doom most of the time to have a little go.
You have a bit of fun.
Yeah, anyway, I'm sure. I don't know who those people are, but I suggest you go and smack yourself repeatedly against the mirror. And hopefully the contusion makes you laugh.
It sounds like someone standing there with cellophane and clicking it in your ear.
That's your weather, mate. That's what we in the UK call summer.
So it's hailing,
it's
isn't
raining.
It?
Yeah. I don't know what it's doing. It's the wrath of God, I imagine.
Right.
I probably offended someone.
Yeah. God was offended by April Fools.
It's weird. It'll come and it will stop in a minute. It just comes like that and it disappears. I'm sorry, again, I apologise for the whole sound of the noise on my end of this conversation. Trouble is, I can't think of a day when this wouldn't happen. So, I mean, last week I was doing the editing and I kept hearing the seagulls. With obviously tons of seagulls. And I kept hearing them go by. So, anyway.
That'll happen. Whether we can just put this out as one of those nature sound CDs where you get the pitter-patter of rain and, you know, thunder and lightning and stuff.
Well, if you remember, on the old Meta Talks, Alarcha used to... It was binaural. So, and I think one of them was rain falling, which was annoying because I only got like 10 minutes and I had to go to the toilet. I can hear running water. No, it was a nightmare. Anyway, we're not here just to talk about April Fools, are we?
No.
Are we? Is there tons more news?
Oh, there's news, there's... No, there's nothing. That's it.
It's crazy. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's crickets and there's tumbleweed. Yeah. And that's
Do you think that we're on the cusp of news, or does it feel like there's news building up, ready to blow?
Who knows? My guess is as good as anybody's.
Yeah.
It might be next week. It might be next month. It might be 3 months. Yeah.
It's interesting how people are reacting to this lack of news. I mean, there are some people, like yourself, I think, who are just, you know, relatively blasé because you've got so much else you want to be getting on with.
Carry on. Whatever.
And there's other people that, and I have to count myself a little bit amongst these people, who are looking for other distractions. And I like both camps. I like the people who are looking for other distractions. I think that's fair enough. There's things you can go and try, go and do that, that's fine. And people like yourself who... find things to do, find fun in the game all the time, regardless of what the situation is with expansions. The people I don't like are those that bemoan and are angry about the lack of news.
Yeah.
As if that's their life on hold.
Yeah.
And they can't go, you know, go and do
There's
something
else for them to do.
Distract yourself. Yeah, it's like, well, now what am I going to do? No, there's no beta again this week. Yeah. So that's my day. That's my week blown.
Well, let me tell you what you do. You cancel your subscription and you go and get a life. Go and do something else.
Really?
See you in December. We don't care.
It does seem odd. It does seem such an odd reaction.
Mm.
You know, fair enough. People live in Azeroth. And I'm one of those people and you're one of those people. We do spend a lot of time in the game. You know, it's like, just wait. Just carry on doing what you're doing. If you're enjoying playing the game, play the game. If you're not enjoying playing the game, don't. But don't blame Blizzard for the fact that you now have nothing to do because the beta didn't come out.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
There was no terms of service agreement that says we promise that we'll always have fresh new content in a timely fashion that suits your time frame for wanting to do things. I don't remember reading that anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I it's like when kids will say to me, oh, we're bored. So we'll go and entertain yourself. I'm not here to entertain you. Go and find something to do. In this day and age, honestly, I wish I could drag them back.
Oh, wouldn't it be great?
To the late 70s.
Great. Drag them back 30 years. Make them sit out in the road, dirt road. You know, what do you got to do? You can play marbles. There you go.
There you go.
Play marbles for 4 hours a day, every day, because there's nothing else to do.
And we loved it.
Oh, it was fantastic.
There's too much choice, you damn kids. Oh. Get on my lawn and go and do something out there. I don't know. Jesus, it's coming down.
Yeah, it is raining, isn't it? Gee, you're going to have fun editing that out.
Oh, if it were my week, I'd have closed the window,
mate. I was waiting for it.
My week, I wouldn't have told that guy to bang those bits of metal together.
What have you been up to, mate? Let's get into some wow. Bit of action.
Well, here's another question. If you're listening to this, and I look at the stats, and I know we are getting people downloading the show and listening. Well, I get they're downloading the show. I have no cameras in your house seeing that you're listening. But I see people listening, you know, and the Stitcher thing comes up. If you don't play WoW, do you think you should still be able to do a WoW podcast?
No.
I'll ask you first. No.
No.
Right. Well, see ya. Because, sadly, once again this week, I've been WoW-less.
Right.
WoW-less. I know. I can hear this.
Okay, well, so if there's anybody out there that wants to be my co-host,
that actually like, plays the game.
Jeppy's going to be sacked by the looks of things.
Yeah. Is it 4 weeks and you're out?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? So I'm out then because I didn't do it last week either. Uh-oh. I've been digging. I've been mining and building in my landmark game.
Ah, so I'm. It's, should addictive. I blame Matterhorn then for?
Blame Matterhorn, yes.
Giving you a beta key to this some stupid new game.
Well, I have to say Matterhorn is a prince among men, and has. I mean, I can't the countless times that he's been incredibly generous. You know, are countless. Literally, I can't count them. So many. And he did indeed offer me a beta key, having done my little shenanigans last week where I cancelled Alpha, which I'm sure he disapproved of greatly.
But anyway. Oh, he did. He mentioned it to me. He wasn't impressed.
So, but I had already finagled another beta key prior to him offering me one. So I was already back in the game. In fact, there was no break between getting the money back and back into the game, really. Although well, I had to lose all my characters and stuff. Yeah. All my character name. Very little character.
Well, maybe you should take another beta key and see if you can multi-box.
No. This is definitely a game you can never multi-box.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, I suppose if you literally had two mice and you were just click, 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 clicking, so you were mining on two characters, you'd get more resources and therefore have more material to build with. But, yeah, be a bit of a pain. No, it's all about the mining and the cutting down of trees and the digging up of gems and harvesting plants. You get a scythe now. We've got a scythe, silver scythe.
So is this a Farmville MMO?
It's a funny old thing. I think last week, I apologize to anybody who's listening to this going, stick to the point! Stick to the name's called Wild Geekly! What are you doing? But this is the geekly part, okay? Calm down. It's a funny thing because it's last week I mentioned that it was linked to EverQuest Next, which is the voxel based MMO in the EverQuest franchise, which Sony is working on. And then just prior to beta launching, which it did last Wednesday, they changed the name from EverQuest Next Landmark, which was a bit of a mouthful, to Landmark, which is far easier to say. And the reason they did that is because there was a heck of a lot of confusion in as much as, well, is this the next EverQuest ever?
Right. Yeah.
And it still is linked to a certain degree because the same technology, the voxel-based technology they're using to build EverQuest Next, is the same technology that we're using now in Landmark to build our stuff. Okay. It's the same technology. And there is talk of the link carrying on when EverQuest Next goes live, or at least or when it starts to develop into beta and that there. Because the actual MMO part of it is not even anywhere close to being done. 2015 is the idea that's going to come out. And the idea is that if you build something so fantastical in EverQuest, in Landmark, I have to keep saying EverQuest, in Landmark, you know, it may well be able to be used within the MMO. But what adds confusion to it as well is that the Landmark game is developing into an MMO in its own rights. And it's more along the lines of the sort of way, I guess, Minecraft developed. So the introduction.
It sounds very Minecrafty.
It is very Minecrafty. And it's actually, as I think I said last week, based on the same technology, voxels, these voxel things. But they've gone for a much higher bit. So at the moment, you can mine materials, build structures, incredible structures. You really do need to go and have a look at some of these things. This is not your blocky Minecraft stuff. This is stunning, sci-fi, fantasy-inspired buildings. Absolutely stunning. What people have done, what they've managed to do with the materials. Mm. So you dig up your materials, you dig up your wood, you chop down your wood, you get your plants. You can use the building tools to develop much smaller items as well. But what they're doing over the next few weeks, they're going to introduce mobs. They're going to introduce health. So your character has health. At the moment, there's no health. You can just jump down any mountain you feel like. It's quite cool. They're going to introduce health. They're going to introduce damage. They're going to introduce mobs. They're going to introduce PvP. They're going to layer the world. At the moment, say, for instance, you wanted a particular material, it would be tiered. So tier 4 would be diamonds. So you'd have to go to a tier 4 island to get diamonds. But in the next iteration of changes, it will be layered. So if you want tier 4 diamonds, they're going to be deep, deep down for your mining. Okay. So you go mining down there, and there'll be beasties and monsters and all sorts. So they are putting in these type of MMO-type elements. There's no talk of leveling. I don't know if there's any idea of doing that. So it's not that. It's a very much a sandbox MMO.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also classes. If you build yourself a bow, you're an archer. If you build yourself a sword, you're a warrior. You know, it's not, you change depending upon the weapon you use.
Right.
So your skill set will change depending upon the type of weaponry you're using. Now, I don't know anything about whether there's any sort of spells or anything like that, but the two words I would use to sum up Landmark is stunning potential.
Sounds interesting. I mean, it sounds like a very, very different approach to, you know, every other game that I'm used to playing. So,
well, there's always a big argument between the fans of sandbox MMOs and the other ones they call theme park. WoW is a theme park MMO, supposedly, in the nomenclature of those that are in the know, in as much as you're guided through the different rides and you level up, if you could follow that particular route.
Yeah.
It's on rails, supposedly. And then, but this one, I mean, some of the stuff they're talking about the fact that you'll be able to build yourself a dungeon that other people will be able to run through.
That'd be awesome.
That you'll be able to set up a quest hub. I mean, all this type of stuff. Now, at the moment, it's all talk. We don't know.
Yeah.
they might be over there knocking back the vodka and going, oh, let's tell them this. I have no idea. But
slightly overambitious, maybe.
Well, you know, first of all, we have to say this is Sony behind here. This is the EverQuest franchise. The EverQuest franchise, which, by the way, inspired WoW.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a little bit of credentials. They've got some credentials behind them. And yep. The people, the communication method they're using as well, they're having round tables. They're getting the community involved. It's very good. So, and if you want to jump in, I actually have a couple of beta keys, which I'm happy to give away. I'm sure Matt still has a few. This is not just to you, to listeners, but also just for $20, if you wanted to jump in, you get a nice little starter pack. And it's $20, boom, and you're in the closed beta. You become a founder. you know, which again is another interesting way that they're financing the development of these founder packs. But anyway, right. Yep, I'm going to stop talking about that now. Yeah. But there you go. Yeah. So it's very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing how that progresses.
So I mean, you'd log into that and play it for hours on end and lose yourself, or is it something you'd only play for a short time and then come back to?
There are three games that have done that for me. There's three games that I can say that I've gone into and I've looked around and all of a sudden it's dark because hours upon hours upon hours have passed. WoW is one of them, definitely. Sims.
Yeah.
And this. Yeah. They're the three games that's happened where I stagger from the machine and just collapse to sleep because I'm so tired. But it does. And you on the surface of it, you say, well, why, you know, you're digging and you're mining and you're doing this, but it does. It is. It's amazing. And walking around the world. Yeah. It's definitely one of the things you need to do. Yeah. But walking around the world and seeing the creations. I mean, this is absolutely staggering. I mean, my only fear is that I don't have the talent to create my little plot of land is a complete crap shack where, you know, there's like a couple of bits of wood. It was like somebody's, you know, like gypsies moved in next door and dug the place up. Actually, I was out in the world coming back from picking up some particular gems and I saw this monstrosity in the distance. I thought, oh my God, I started to tap and I realized it was mine. But yeah, so you claim the land and you can build on it. But anyway, that's enough. I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's a WoW podcast, so I'm going to hand over to you for your WoW news.
It is a little bit. I don't have any WoW news, mate. What I've got for you is a bit of WoW fact or fiction.
Yay! I loved this last week.
Mm. So each week I'll bring you three factoids about WoW, two of which are real, one is fake, and our panel of experts, i.e. Jeppy, has to tell me which one is the fake.
Obviously, a new use of the word expert.
Mm, that's right. Oh, you need to Google. Maybe I'll find a link and stick it in the show notes. There was a rather excellent video that I saw on YouTube of a company meeting where the engineer had been dragged in and he was the expert. Right, and they kept on saying to him all the time, well, of course you can do that. You're the expert. And what they wanted was seven red perpendicular lines. And the stipulation was some has to use green ink and some need to be transparent. And it's this awesomely funny video about, well, a red line would need to use red ink. Oh, no, we must be using some green ink. You're the expert. Figure out how to do it.
It was always like that with the Dilbert cartoons.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it is very much like an extended Dilbert cartoon. So if you Google seven red lines, I think you'll probably find it. It was very funny. But anyway, slight distract. This week is about escort quests of Northrend.
Oh,
so I finished.
How many of those have I turned down?
Yeah. What escort quest? I'm not doing that. Back of that. Alrighty, here we go. And I'll give you a clue this week. I haven't gone for the subtle mention the wrong zone. Okay, it's not that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that was a bit sneaky.
Yeah, it was a bit sneaky.
I cried myself to sleep.
Sorry, mate. All right, here we go. Across Transboria, has you escort the Tonka evacuees from a village in Borean Tundra all the way over into Dragonblight. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Bitter Departure is unique in that there are multiple injured Gomblin miners you can choose to escort out of the Crystal Web Cavern in the Storm Peaks.
Yep, that's okay. Right.
And number three, Dun-da-da-dun-ta, I said that really badly, but I don't think you know what I mean. Dun-da-da-dun-ta.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have said it like that.
Yeah, should have said it like that. I'm going to go put a bit of a tune behind it. It's the first time we meet Harrison Jones and we escort him safely out of some ruins in the Grizzly Hills.
And these are in their correct
zones. There's your three, mate. Yeah, they're all, I've mentioned the correct quest names and the correct zones.
Well, that middle one is correct.
The injured goblin miners.
Yeah, because there's more than one of them.
Yeah.
and you can choose which one you take. The one nearest the cave door, really.
Pretty much.
Now, I know there is the Indiana Jones or the Harrison...
Harrison Jones, yeah.
Harrison Jones quest called... Do the music again.
Dun, 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 dun.
But whether that's the first time... Because I think maybe you meet him before then. Or do you? And I've never done... Well, see, I've never done... If that first one exists, I've never done it.
Yeah, okay. Because
quite frankly, I would have just left them there. So I'm going to say...
So you're no law master of Northrend then? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I would have definitely passed on that one. So I'm going to say, just because I don't really know, that it's the first one that is false. Although it does sound like an incredibly good quest.
Oh, yeah, it's a brilliant, brilliant quest. As escorts go.
Yeah. See, but let me do the caveat that I think the Indiana Jones one is true, but not the first time.
All right, you can have both of those options. Sadly, neither of them is correct.
Do me a favour. Really?
Because dun-ta-ta-dun-ta is the first time that we meet Harrison Jones.
Yeah.
However, we don't escort him safely out of the ruins in Grizzly Hills. He escorts us out of the ruins.
Okay, fair enough.
So I think that was the first time that an escort quest said, you know, don't escort me. It's like, I'll get you out of here. Stay close. Follow me. Yes. Got him again. Two for two. So, I'm going to roll.
So that one of the... I don't understand. So the Goblins one is incorrect.
No, that's correct. That was correct. So the first two are correct. Across Transboria is correct. You do escort the evacuees from Bounder to Dragonblood. Get those miners.
I should have stuck.
You would have got it. You would have got it with number three, but for the wrong reason. But you still would have been correct.
Oh, hellish. I'm going to start Googling this
stuff.
I
could be corrected. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was the first time that we meet Harrison Jones.
I hope it was.
Someone write in and go, you noob. We met him back in Vanilla in blah, 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 blah.
Back in my day, he was everywhere. I really hope you're wrong. That'd be cool.
That would be.
So if shows, even if it isn't wrong, just make some stuff up.
Sacré bleu.
That's a good one. I'm looking forward to next week's now.
Alrighty. So this week I spent leveling my rogue through Cataclysm. And
say again? Through where?
Cataclysm.
Oh, jeez. Shouldn't you have boosted him by now?
Well... Yeah, you're right. I probably should have. Too late now. Well, I guess it's never too late. It's never too late until he reaches 89, and then it's probably a bit too late. No, no, even then, probably not too late. But it was hard to step away from the lure of leveling, doing herbing, mate. Because once you get out into Oldham, and all that whiptail, says the call of the whiptail, mate.
All that whiptail.
Oh, it's addictive. All that XP just from picking a whiptail, and it's all over the place. And continuing my love for plumbing it out of the sky. And now that I was doing a fair amount of farming, and of course down in Oldham, you've got all those crocodiles that hang around your whiptail. And they take seconds and seconds to kill. So instead of killing them, I'm flying out of the sky, stealthing and sapping them before I hit the ground, picking the herbs, and then shoom, I'm off. See you, boys.
You're a nightmare. You're an absolute nightmare. Among the mob community, they're like, he's a bloody nightmare.
Yes.
Where's my herb gone?
That's it.
All dizzy.
Doesn't take, still 8 at 85, still all my heirlooms are working. So
Yeah, okay.
Didn't take too long. soon as I hit 84, I rocked on off to pick up the quest to open up the Twilight Highlands because I wanted to get out there and pick myself some Twilight Jasmine.
As you do.
Because, of course, I'm wanting all these herbs to, A, level my alchemy, and B, because it's used for all the stuff that we're going to need for potions and flasks for Herald of the Titans. So the other thing I've been working on. So that was kind of worked well. You know, I was picking all this stuff. It wasn't, you know, picking whiptail to sell in the auction house. I actually needed it to make all these flasks for our Herald of the Titan run. So it felt easier to justify the love for just sticking on a bit of your leveling through farming. Good times.
But, so you're not pet battling as well then?
No, I've actually done... I don't think I've done any pet battles on this rogue.
Because that's a nice, fast and easy way to level.
It is, but I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. And while I do, I still have a whole bunch of level one pets I want to get to 25. I've eased off. I have to get back into that. You're quite right. But I've eased off on that somewhat. But the Twilight Highlands quests, there's so much of that chain that you've got to do. You know, it starts in Ashara and you're flying out there and you're clearing out the clan that's out there when you first arrive, and you piss all them off and kill their leader and take over the town and build your portal. By the time I finished doing all that, I was more than halfway through 84.
Oh, wow.
So didn't take too much more questing and herbing in Twilight Highlands before we hit 85 and Cataclysm. All done.
All done. Dusted. All done. So you're no Vashir this time around?
No, mate. Didn't even take the boat road. The boat ride. Didn't even go out there. Because I just knew I wouldn't enjoy it. The worst thing in the world for a melee is to, it's great having this teleport behind the mob, but as soon as the mob starts moving and you don't know if it's forward or behind you, that's bad enough. But when you don't know if it's above or below you, because you're hovering in water, oh, frustrating.
I had such high expectations for that zone.
Yeah. So did I. And as a caster class, not so bad. As a melee, yeah, no thanks. Yeah. I'll pass. So no, didn't even go out there, mate. Not even touched it. So now I'm looking forward to it. Well, in a way, I'm looking forward to a bit of your Pandaria experience on a rogue, but also not looking forward to it because no flying, mate.
Oh yeah,
85 to 90, no flying. No airlines.
That means no plummeting.
No plummeting. That's where all my fun was. How am I going to find fun? Where am I going to find hills? Fun? I'm going to get on a mountain and jump off hills and land on stuff. Oh. And if there's no hills, then I'm not doing that quest.
Yeah, that's your plummeting over for 5 levels.
That's it. Yeah. Well, do I go back to Cataclysm and see if I can grind out to 90 in Cataclysm?
I think your challenge should be to grind out to 19 Vashir.
Well,
suffer the pain. Well, there's no point doing that because you still can't plummet in there, can you?
No, that's it. That was the other reason. There's no plummeting in water. So
you probably could. Be doing that. I mean, I don't know. What is the drop off in quest XP? And it must be pretty harsh.
Yeah, I think it would take me quite a while because the number of I'm trying to remember now what the 84 to 85, how many million XP that you needed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
84 to 85. So, unlike my Outland experiment where I put on, got quite a bit further than what I expected, getting up to 74, I don't think the same thing would hold in Pandaria somehow.
Yeah. It's a shame, really. I mean, think on about how this is going to be like when you have to go and do the 90 to 100 on that road.
I know.
No plummeting and what?
No plummeting. Well, it just means I won't be leveling my rogue above 90, I guess. I'll just have to wait wow. until the end of WOD and boost it to 100. So I can open the lock, so I can open the lockbox. You wouldn't believe how many lockboxes I have accumulated over towards the start of the expansion. I was sending them to Clegalis and some other rogues, and you know, towards the end, you know, I kind of feel bad sending these dozens and dozens and dozens of lockboxes to get opened. So I've just hung on to them. I'll open them with my rogue when my rogue gets there. Oh, bags and the mail and I'm sending, you know, it expires and it goes back and forth. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of lock boxes to open.
Once you're not open, you're opening them now, are you?
I can't open the 450s yet.
I don't know.
No?
I know.
I wonder what it's good what stuff level in there. You need to be as a rogue to open the highest level lock boxes. So.
I understand there's a time lost proto drake in a few of those.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That is not. Sorry. Mm-hmm. That was April Fool's from yesterday. Most of this is going to be junk, though, isn't it?
Probably. It'd be going to be greens that I just send off to my enchanted to disenchant and get some mats to do nothing with. Probably.
Yeah, I did a load of lockbox opening when Rogue got to 90.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Do you ever answer the request in chat? I need someone to open such and such.
Well, that would involve me having trade chat open.
Oh, okay.
So there's
that's a no
strike
then.
Strike one. No. Maybe that's something I'll do at 90. I'll just hang out in town and open lock boxes for a few days.
What you do is you multi-box a mage and a rogue, and you just charge people.
Yeah. Port, box open, make a fortune, mate.
Although, according to the... patch notes, all portal spells have been taken away, so.
Oh, yeah. The walker guide will just walk you around. Them handy.
See that? A little dig at the people, all the flying people.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's funny.
So this week, a bunch of us got together, the old regulars, and we decided we're going to run ZA and ZG to get everyone the Imani Battle Bear.
Oh, yeah.
And get everyone the rare drop mount from ZG. Yeah. Got everyone the Battle Bear.
Not much.
Yet to see anything drop in ZG. No pets, no mounts. But,
what is that one? What is the rare?
There's two. There's the one that drops off the Raptor boss, I want to say. I don't really like how they've revamped ZG. I love the original level 60 Zul'Gurub. I don't understand why they had to change the layout and the bosses and everything. Just could have just cranked it up.
Lore reasons?
Possibly. I don't know. Bloody lore. And,
game first, lore last. That's what I say.
The one downstairs that's right down the back. What's she called? Forget what she's called. You drop down and run inside and all the panthers come out and try and mob you. And you go, yeah, don't think so. Stay away them all down. Jeez, I remember how hard that was back in the day. That was a fun raid to do. It's just your five men now, mate. And you take two or three people in and... whack through it. Sad. But we tried to. We're going to ZA. We thought, we've all got alts. We can run through here. We did it on our mains. It's like, you know, tore through it. You get 15 minutes at the start to rescue all four of the prisoners, and you get a few extra minutes with each one you release in time. Yeah, romp through it, no problem. Then we thought, we'll try it on some alts. I'll bring my DK. I'll try and do a bit of tanking and leaderboard and alt and wingy board and alt. And, didn't turn out so well. Our DPS, not that crash out, it appears. And we got to we're kind of running short on time. I think we're about down to 4 minutes. And we're running to the last boss. And I said, we'll just pull all the trash and run in. And just AOE the trash down on the boss. Yeah, unfortunately, I ran in first and the doors closed behind me and they got locked out.
Oh, no.
They go, you can do it. And yeah, apparently, no, I can't.
No.
Because the last boss, he drops totems that heals him up.
Oh, no.
He couldn't kill me because I'm a blood spec DK and I regenerate my health very nicely. But yeah, I couldn't kill him either because he kept dropping totems that I couldn't get down and he'd heal up as well.
The never dying mob is the worst mob in the world.
So that fight could have gone on forever. So I gave up in the end and turned my back to him and let him hit me and beat me down and he eventually killed me.
Come on! Take off all your armor. Come on!
Bring it!
Knock me out! Isn't that from Rocky? Knock me out! He's going, Mr. T, he's fighting Mr. T. Come on!
So yeah, so a few laughs in there, a few mounts.
With a bear mount, I mean, come on, that's a tick in the box.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice mount, actually. I don't know why I've left it to so long to get it. But it's the kind of thing you go, I forgot that was still there because they took it out for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been taken out and put back, isn't it?
And they put it back.
I haven't got that one, and I haven't got my For the Horde.
Oh.
Or for the Alliance, you know. I've done a couple of them, a couple of the cities. I certainly haven't done. I think I did two on each side.
Oh, I've done two on each side. Surely that should add up.
I should get that.
Yeah,
loads of that stuff. So I'm still waiting for my list. You're supposed to do me a list of things I need to tick off.
I was, wasn't I?
And you wonder why I fall into the arms of another game.
Yeah. All right. Blame me. Fair enough.
When my WoW pimp can't even come across with a list.
Yeah, I couldn't even get a list. Jeez. Sorry. All right. I'll come up with your list when I get sick of not being able to dive bomb on my rogue. I did have a couple of the WoW economy at this point in expansion. Pretty tough to make a lot of gold. But, yeah, you still sell stuff.
Yeah.
Couple of things that I'm making some gold on at the moment you might want to look at. There's still your pet profits. If you have a look around, for example, the pets that drop out of your Siege of Orgrimmar raids, you know, still not everybody that wants them has got those still. You know, people have got to get through those later bosses and they're a fairly low drop rate. So things like your Black Fuse Bumbling, if you can, you're watching the auction house and you can pick up one of those on the cheap, you might be able to make a tidy profit. I went out and it was strange on Airy Peak, they were selling for about 5K, on Earthen Ring, 25K.
Oh.
So
there you go.
Bit of That's a difference nice. There. So I picked up one on Airy Peak and leveled him to 25 and stuck him up on the auction house on Earthen Ring and made a nice little profit. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Yeah, that playing the servers up against each other is good money.
Yeah. And you can, you know, the pets is one thing that you can do that with. And
it doesn't take
too much to level the pet to 25 and, you know, people are willing to pay a premium for a pre-leveled pet.
Oh, definitely. Hmm. You didn't see, if you were smarter, you would, you know, you would do the old trick that you've told other people is, you know, put it up there at level 24. And they'd think, oh, that's good. I'd rather take 24 than 25 because I only have to do boom, boom, and I've got myself another, you know, score.
Another one scored of level 25. I didn't think of that. I'll do that.
The trouble is people, do that in the next you're one. Smarter than the people buying. They'll go, I'll take the 25. And they won't think about the potential of, yeah.
Although if you can, if you're sticking up green quality ones, they can apply a battle stone to it and that'll lower it from 25 to 23 and then they can level it up again.
Oh, yeah, that was your tip, actually. That was the actual tip.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that you got rid of all your battle stones.
Oh, I had to use it. Because I've kind of haven't been doing a lot with pets lately. Whenever I have won a battle stone, I've gone, oh, I don't really know what pet I want to use this on. I'll just, you know, stick it in my bags, and your bags get full, and you send it off to your banker, and, you know, it sits in your banker's bags, and it comes back, and 30 days is ticking down, and yeah, you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm looking at it, and it's like, whoa, I had about 2 hours left, and seriously, there must have been about 30 battle stones in this mail that I realized. I went, ooh, no, I better use those. So I sat down and went through and methodically went through all my pets and picked a, you know, you pick things like the like your Children's Week rewards because yeah. they're all green. You can't win a blue yeah. one of those. So
that will never upgrade unless you upgrade it.
Yeah. So I use it on all those sorts of ones, and I use it on ones that I knew that I really had trouble getting that I'm probably not going to go back and try and get a blue one of. Your Minfernal from Fellwood and things like that. So
and do you then go for your non greens and white stuff? Do you bother with those, or do you think you'll go out and get those high up, or have you got none?
I know I've got plenty of greens and whites that I need to go back at some stage and get a blue version of them for sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's something that needs to be on the list, mate. Blues of them all.
Well, I suddenly this would have been probably 2 weeks ago now when we switched over seasons, and the snowy owl was about to go, and I didn't have a snowy owl. And I had no idea why I didn't have a snowy owl, because I'm sure I was pet battling when they were around the first time.
Yeah.
So I was out there for ages trying to get a good freaking braze as far as the eye could see. I couldn't believe it. Now, and then I was a bit mean, and I'm not sure if this affects other players, but I imagine it does. But every time it came up grey, I would forfeit, wait for it to pop back, and then kill it. Yeah. Actually kill it. AOE it. So it would die. And then, yeah. And also, anything else that wasn't a snowy owl in the area, I'd kill that as well.
Exactly. Because it's going to respawn. Chance yeah. of a blue snowy owl.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Sorry if you're looking for snowy owls. I just killed them all.
But you know you're having a bad day when you're like, ooh, white. Yes,
that one will do. So,
but it was, I remember that was a bit of a nightmare.
Hmm.
And I was like, why did I ever enjoy pet battling? But that's because I was doing it on a, you know, there was no benefit to it. It was just a grind because it was on a 90 and I wasn't getting XP and I wasn't getting pets that I particularly was wanted. Although I did want the snowy owl, but yeah. And it just seemed like grey. Oh, come on. Anyway, that was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. The second thing that I've figured out this week is might be a nice profit in it, as I've been buying bits of, mostly I was farming the mats we needed for food and flasks for Herald of the Titans run. But there was some stuff that was, bugger it. I just want to make this cauldron, so I'll go and buy some mats off the auction house. Fairly pricey. I think people, there's a fair amount of people actually gearing up for Herald of the Titans now. I think Herald of Titans is something that, this is the point in the expansion where people are going to go back and start doing that. So going to be plenty of people that couldn't be bothered farming and making their own food and flasks. So you might be able to make a bit of a quid if you're selling either the mats or the flasks that you can use at level 80.
Yeah. That's one. I'm interested to see the numbers on people going back and doing that.
Yeah.
I see lots of anecdotal chatter about it. Mm.
There's been quite a bit in guild chat recently of people, trying to figure out how to gear up for it and wanting to, get a dungeon run. Because, once you're at level 80, most people are going to go off the Cataclysm, but you can't use that gear. So you want to do a Wrath dungeon. And I don't think you can actually queue up for the three ICC five mans in through the dungeon finder.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? Someone will tell me.
I have no idea. I'm not sure. Yeah. I know you're not asking me.
Thought you might have known. Oh. You might have done it.
Dungeon what?
Dungeon who? And the third one I've made a bit on in the last couple of weeks, with all your boosted 90s that then rush out to the Timeless Isle and gear up to with the Timeless Epics and get their gear that way. You know, there's a certain percentage of those people that then want to go on to doing raiding and getting better gear. So the crafted gear you can make as a tailor and a leather worker and a blacksmith are starting, those bits and pieces are starting to sell again.
Oh.
I think that's a benefit of the boosted 90 stuff. You know, usually at this point in the expansion, all that stuff stops selling. But I think the boosted 90s brought that back to life a bit. Don't know how long it'll last, but yeah, there's a bit of life in it. Make a quid, give it a crack.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be... am I right in thinking that if you wait until the actual expansion, your boosted 90 can jump straight in, I mean, apart from the strip fee thing, but as far as gear and stuff goes, they'll be able to jump straight in to the expansion.
Oh, yeah.
Will there be a period of like a few weeks where you can fleece them?
No, I think it's going to be like you know, Cataclysm and Pandaria, where you know, if you've just hit level 90 and all you've got on is quest greens and blues, you'll be able to go find a vendor and buy some, you know, basic trainer gear as a starting point.
Damn vendors. Mm-hmm. Undercutting our market. Have you ever played a game that had decay for its items?
As in D-E-C-A-Y?
Yeah. Yeah, not definitely. No, like it... So, obviously, we have... when you use an item for too long, it gets damaged. You have to go and repair it in WoW.
Mm.
But it never completely breaks. It never just breaks and you can't repair it.
Yeah.
But there have been MMOs in the past that have this decay. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what those were, but there are a few of them.
I think like tabletop Dungeons and Dragons and variants of it, I seem to remember having rules like that. Once an item's broken, it's broken.
And I think that's where this came from in the electronic versions. I just think if they've introduced that into WoW, because the reason, the argument for taking it out of certain games in the past was it made crafters too powerful. Because, you know, it wasn't like you had to just give them, you just had to sell one person a set of armor. You could sell them armor over and over and over again because it's constantly decaying and breaking down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, interesting question. Let's make that the question of the week. Anybody wants to let us know if they think that'd be a good idea and WoW?
I think it'd be a good idea because it'd reinvigorate professions. I think professions do need reinvigorating.
Yeah. I was thinking that the other day that, you know, we don't have a ton of information about professions in Warlords, but what we do have does seem to suggest that it's not, you know, that it might well be even less of a thing to want to do, you know, not want to do, but to, you know, to have that as your type of game style, that you want to make money from professions and that gold is your goal.
Indeed.
So interesting. Interesting.
What the gold cap's going to be in Draenor.
Well, of course,
10 million.
What you don't remember, what people don't understand, is that when they say there's going to be a stat squish, that means gold as well. So every million gold you have will only be worth 1,000 gold when the when Draenor kicks off.
Beauty.
Didn't you know that?
So I'm going to start off with about 30 copper.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's the way it is. I mean, you can't have a piece of gear giving you 10 DPS and 50 gold. It's not right. God, if this was yesterday, that would have been cool.
Oh, that would have been brilliant. Brilliant.
People running to the blues. What the hell are you doing?
Does that mean when at level 10 for a silver, I'm going to get about 3,000 pieces of gear?
Exactly. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That, I mean, I'm that is a joke, by the way, but don't put it past them. If you want to revitalize the economy.
Yeah, that'd be one way. Hey, guess what? We got some mail this week, mate. Actually, we got a mail last week, and we didn't read it.
We really should go into our Gmail account occasionally.
It's all my fault. I did see it. I just didn't put it into the show notes. If it's not in the show notes, it doesn't exist. You want to read it?
Which one are we going to read first? Mr. Oliver? Mr. Sholliver. 40 mentioned him once during the show and his dislike of the 19. Here we go. Hi, Asheo and Jeppy. I have just finished listening to episode 19 and was wondering if you two had recommendations for any add-ons to help improve the game. If you use macros, what for? And if you do use them, could you post some samples so we can try these to see if I like them? Macros seem like some dark art to me. So, Asheo.
Booga, booga, booga.
No,
add-ons. Nah. Don't use add-ons. Don't use macros. It's
cheating, to be all, honest. Cheating.
Yeah. If you're not using the UI provided by Blizzard, then you're cheating.
Yeah. Blizzard know best.
Of course we use add-ons, mate. I do try to minimize the add-ons that I use.
Yeah. Me too now.
But
I went crazy at first, and I was just slapping everything in there, but it came very confusing.
Everything. But I mean, you know, your biggies that everybody uses, you have to use a bag add-on. I like Arc Inventory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't live without a bag. I have no idea why Blizzard have not gone further in making that part of the actual UI.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they build in Draenor.
Yeah.
Being a healer, of course, I need a nice healing add-on. Voodoo's my favourite at the moment. Actually load Voodoo on most of my characters because you can see stuff that's happening. It's easier to see, you know, like particularly in raids and things, it's easier to see if, like the Siegecrafter in the raid, the deadly boss mods will put a skull on whoever's going to get saw blades thrown at them. All right, so you can see at a glance, you know, who that is and thus, you know, chuck a heal on them or move away from them or something. So I actually find that helpful even in DPS classes. Apart from that, I mean, add-ons that improve the quality of gameplay, you know, a nice quest if you're trying to complete zones, you know, add-ons that help you find all the quests that you haven't done. I like Quest Hubba is a nice one.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Hubba, bubba, bubba. What about yourself, mate? What would your top three
Arc Inventory,
be?
Arc Inventory, definitely. That's the one I look for when there's been an expansion or there's been a patch. That's the one I look for updating quickly. Need to have that one in there. I use Postal.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes handling your post a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Heck of a lot easier. Again, I can barely bear to open my post if I haven't got that running.
Oh.
Just nasty. And I also use one called Stackit, I believe it's called. Maybe called something else. Let me just check, because that might not be what it's called. But that will help you sort your bags as well. Now, I know Arc Inventory has a thing where it kind of fakes your bags being sorted. They're actually again, it's hard to... They're not actually sorted. It's just showing you them in a sorted order.
It's just showing it sorted, yeah.
Yeah, so...
So if you ever have to turn Arc Inventory off and then open your bags, you go, oh, my God.
Right old mess, yeah. It's a right old mess. Bear with me a second. I apologize. This is taking a wee while because I think I deleted my WoW account. Postal Carbonite. Oh, I use Carbonite. Carbonite used to be a charged for add-on, and then Blizzard changed their policy, and now they can't charge for it. Though they do constantly beg for money, which is a bit annoying. If you ever go to their site, they really make you feel guilty just taking it for free. Not that I've ever paid for it, but still. And that has all sorts of weird things, like it does have a bit of a quest helper. Yep. And it has all sorts of other things like nodes, and it remembers where mining nodes are and that type of thing. Bank stack, that's the one I use. And it's just a click of a button, and it sorts all your your items in your bags into a particular, any particular order, and you can set the type of order you want. Okay. And they're the ones that I always use, for new classes. Something that Ashay recommended me was Spell Flash.
Yep.
You can use a new class and you want to get an idea of the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And then for, because I multi-box, I also use Jamba, which is a multi-box really, and you don't really need to use that for anything else.
And multi-boxing and Altaholics, of course you want Altaholic. It's a nice add-on for keeping track of what's where.
Although it doesn't seem to help you with your battle stones, because the fact that you let it go to 2 hours.
Well, I do kind of ignore that. It does, when you log in, it comes up saying, you've got a character on this account that's got nearly expired mail. Well, it tells me that every single time. So I go, no, don't tell me that.
Everything's nearly expired.
Yeah. It's always nearly expired.
And I think you'll find there are add-ons for particular things you want to do in game, which are more, niche. Obviously if you're auctioning, there's auction add-ons and that type of thing. But the best place to go really is to jump over to Curse and just have a little poke around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the super, they do lists and sorts where you can see the ones that are the most popular.
Yeah.
And the ones that, and also you need to be looking for ones that are updated regularly, that have a nice community behind them, because there's nothing more infuriating than getting dependent upon an add-on which suddenly just fades away.
Yeah.
You can't update it anymore. Actually, Bankstack, I don't think it's been updated for some time, but because it doesn't do anything different from what's changed in the API in the recent expansions, it hasn't got broken, but it doesn't get updated very often. So, what about macros?
I don't use a whole ton of macros. The macros that I use are like very basic. It'll be like, slash follow focus. There'll be a couple of macros that I'll use on healers specifically to like macro together an instant cast with a heal. But really, I don't use I don't use any complicated macros that do cast sequence that are, I just sit there and spam a button. So I'm not really one that is hugely into macros and optimizing your gameplay based on being able to use macros.
Yeah. I mean, I use macros for specific multi-box reasons.
Yeah.
Assist focus, obviously being a big one. And but there are, again, there are particular macros for particular classes, and it's well worth doing a quick Google search for your particular class you want to play and, macro up. Because there will be macros that are very specific to the class.
Mm.
And as Shay just said, a lot of them will be dealing with scrunching spells together, having them run consecutively with a cast sequence.
Maximizing DPS.
Yeah, it just takes away that space, that millisecond space of you moving to another button.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, a lot of people will just forget that they need to then cast these things in a particular order. But so there's lots of those. And actually, as far as the macro language goes, once you've kind of, there's not a ton to it, for very good reasons. Blizzard don't want people using it to finagle their way around the game.
They don't want you to order. It's funny how often someone will ask in guild chat, how do I macro two spells together?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't. There is no way. Blizzard don't want you to automate playing the game using macros.
So, that's right. And in fact, a lot of the macro language was dumbed down relatively early on when Blizzard realized that people were cheating. So there's a lot of stuff taken away, including that whole idea of being able to have several spells go off at once on one key press. But I would suggest you just have a quick look around. There's actually some very good guides. I think WoWhead have a nice series of guides about setting up macros and stuff. But I think you'll find the same as we do, that it's a very, very limited application in normal gameplay, I think. For me anyway, I don't know. I know some people love them and mouse over this and mouse over that, but yeah. Well, the problem with them is that you can rely on them as well, and you don't necessarily understand what it's doing after a while.
That's
we
right.
don't remember what it does.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be a bit of an unwanted crutch. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I don't use a lot of them, because I like knowing what's going on at a basic level.
Yeah. And remember as well that a lot of these macros will go by the wayside, because a lot of that having two things run consecutively is going to be part of the squish. So imagine there'll be quite a few macros going by the wayside.
Mm. You need a couple of PSs there, mate.
Oh, jeez. So I was mining. Well, there's not just a PS, there's a bit more email. Thanks for a great show. My son and I look forward to downloading and listening to the show whenever it is uploaded to iTunes, which is now weekly. Mm. We've sort of got
every
out of
week.
Our hiatus. Once we have both downloaded it and listened to it, we generally annoy the rest of the family with wow conversations until we are sent somewhere else to talk. Tell me about it. This is the only place I can actually talk about wow without being sent to my room. Thanks, Shane. P.S. The number facts were a bit lame this week. There you go. Number 19. That's because we were focused on that song, I think.
We were.
And that's your fault, by the way. You're taking that right on the shoulders.
Oh, mate, no, I'm more. That's the first kind of email feedback that we've got on the numbers. And be it positive, negative, or hateful, or spiteful, I don't care at this point. Just feedback.
Hateful,
that's awesome.
Really?
Thanks, Shane.
I know where you live. Stop doing the numbers. That's not what we want. We don't want nastiness. And PPS, we do like the general news you bring regarding the WoW future and what we will eventually get to. But as my highest character is level 51 Hunter and my son's is a level 60 something Death Knight, we have some way to go. But the journey, my friend.
It's all about the
journey.
The journey.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting if you want to write back and let us know how you're level 60 and 61. Are you leveling together, that type of thing? It would be interesting to know.
Sounds good like stuff. His son's leaving him for dead, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, that one level makes all the difference.
No,
but thanks for the
51
email.
Hunter and a
oh.
60-something.
Oh. Oh, yeah, his mate,
son,
come
son
on.
Son did cheat, though, and started at, you know, Death Knight. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Clever kids. Next email is from Davey. Oh, Davey. Davey from Scotland.
Scotland.
Shane and Jeppy, I experienced server trouble today whilst playing D3 here in the EU. Many people complain that the servers are playing up and causing latency, etc. We hear a lot about servers, but honestly, I don't know how they actually function or what they look like. I'll give you a tip. They're white. My questions are...
beige,
yeah. Or black. My questions are, what exactly is a server and how do they work? For example, how do they manage to get five separate people together from all over a region into one dungeon, for example? How do the graphics get beamed onto our screens, or are there many gigabytes of installed software on our PCs got more to do with it? Please discuss at your geeky leisure. Regards, Davey. What an excellent question.
For you, it is.
What? Haven't you got an answer for Davey? Jeez.
Well, you know, on a very basic level. that's a show
for Blizzard
and a half,
Games, yeah, it is a kind of show and a half, isn't it? Maybe there needs to be a whole podcast on that. But for Blizzard games like Diablo and WoW, what all the server is basically a database of status for everything, for bosses, for mobs, for players, for nodes. And it's not beaming any graphics back to your computer. Everything that you see on your screen is already in your computer. That's the WoW client. And all the WoW client is doing is sending up to the servers saying, Shao's just hit his incinerate button. And, you know, there's code running on the server that says, okay, well, he's cast incinerate, and incinerates can do this sort of damage. So whatever he's targeted as, I'll reduce the number of amount of health that thing's got. And I'll send him back and tell him how much damage he did. And I'll send him back and tell him, you know, some positional information on you know, where the boss has just moved to or what the boss is now casting. And it's all just back and forth about that. It's just back and forth chatter on what you're casting, where you've moved to, and you know, and information about back to you on where what everybody around you is doing and has moved to. And so it's basically just a data stream. It's not, you know, it's not like sending a picture of you moving through the dungeon up to the server. It's all just numbers, mate. Beautiful, beautiful numbers.
I always find that quite disappointing. It's just numbers. It's all numbers. It's all ones and zeros.
And of course, all the chat, all your chat channels. It's just text going up to the server.
And I mean, the reason you get lag is because it's having to send all the information about everybody else that's around you, isn't it? That's the,
yeah. So
that's why lag kicks off high when you've got lots of people.
So latency, there's two parts to latency. And we did.
We've done a latency.
Yeah, go back and listen to our latency one.
Don't get him started on latency.
Oh, can I do that one again? I had fun doing that one. I did a whole thing on latency, mate. Latency schmatency, I think we called it. Go back and listen to that. It's all coming back to me. I forgot what I was going to say now. But
do you know what they look like as well? Actually, can I just say servers are very disappointing.
Yeah.
They are. You used to imagine these massive big machines, all flashing light stuff. But a lot of the time, the server you're actually on is called a blade.
Yeah.
And it's actually just like a motherboard in a little box. It's very, they sold off a few, do you remember?
They did, yeah. No, auctioned them.
Yeah. They said this is what, you know, Earthen Ring or whatever.
The old Earthen Ring server, that would have been an awesome thing to win. But there's, in terms of having trouble with Diablo 3, so there's two things about latency. One is the real network latency. Obviously, it takes time for the data to travel over the internet from you to wherever the server is. And there's also latency on top of that because the server has to receive your command and process it. And, you know, it's going to update a database back end with what you did. And also what everyone around you did. And of course, if the servers are underpowered, because, you know, if the servers don't have enough CPU and RAM to process all that information about what everybody is doing and update the database. Because especially if you're playing multiplayer Diablo 3, I mean, everything has to be applied to that database in sequence. You can't have, you know, there's no simultaneously two people simultaneously did damage to some boss. It's all sequential. It has to happen one after the other and get committed so that, you know, we can save that state and move on. So, they're doing a lot of work and, I'm sure they've got a ton of infrastructure to support all these, games. I mean, you look at, you know, I half jokingly said last week, you know, Diablo 3 single player game. Well, I mean, from a user perspective, you know, a lot of the time you might be single player, but because it's all server based, you know, you have to be, you're constantly connected to a server. There is a heap of information that's going back and forth and a ton of servers that has to process all that.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they get it all to work and, you know, people bitch and complain when the servers go down and there's lag and there's latency and there's issues, but, I think in terms of a network of systems, Blizzard do a bloody good job of keeping them running and functional as much as they do.
Yeah, I mean, the size of their population extrapolates the job that the servers having to do constantly,
And having to run 24 hours a day. I mean, there's not many industries where your computers are running like that. 24 hours a day. You know, normally you get some sort of downtime where you've got no users on the system and you can do stuff. I mean, that's what their Tuesday maintenance is all about. They've reduced all that down to doing all their maintenance in a few hours on a Tuesday. And even that, they don't do it every week. I don't think we had maintenance for the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know?
No, rollings.
Yeah. Just a quick rolling restart. Away we go.
And my too long didn't listen is Wizards did it.
Yep.
So it works. It's all done by wizards.
Thank the wizards.
That's all I need to know. Yeah. Keep those wizards fed. Game carries on working.
Well, if that's all you need to know, we're going to wrap it up.
Yep. What have you got for this week as a bit of a sign out that you're not going to speak afterwards about?
All right. Well, what I've got this week, it was actually a bit rough. I couldn't find anything that from my own music catalogue that I was really happy with that had 21 in it.
You're just waiting for 99, aren't you?
I am. Oh, mate. 99. Those Luft balloons. But I'm going to go out this week with a bit of Phil Vassar. Whoa, whoa, age does change us. And it's a good thing that it does. It pays the wages, man. I can't believe how far I've come from when I was 21.
Very nice. And I will just leave you with goodbye.
Thanks for listening to WoW Geekly. To contact us, email wowgeekly@gmail.com or send us a tweet at wowgeekly or abuse the host directly on @Asheo and @LJB. And of course, we'd love it if you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and love you even more if you leave a review.